LeBron stutter step, takes a step back and tests it. Three that he nails! Oh, what a shot! 41 points for LeBron James, and the Cavaliers, with 2:15 to go, have taken a 104-94 lead.
Busca el rey, 1-1. Va a buscar ahí de tres de nuevo. Levanta largo el triple en camino. ¡Tómalo! ¡El rey! ¡Nadie viene a su casa a mandarlo!
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you to another edition of Cavs HQ, coming to you on location from Boston. We are just off the plane. It is Saturday night. You are hearing this on Sunday morning, but we are taping on Saturday night. We tell you this because we do not know the result of the upcoming, for us, Houston Golden State Game 6.
Who are we playing?
Right. What we do know, it says optimistic Rafa, what we do know is that the Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics have a Game 7. That is coming up Sunday night, tonight, for those of you listening, at 8:30. It was set up by a Game 6 in which LeBron James, all he did was go for 46 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. He was a plus 15 on the evening. As Rafa, the home team has held serve through 6 straight games, and the Cavs are hoping to snap that trend in Game 7.
And I think we will, John. First of all, hello and happy Sunday to everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend for everybody that is waiting for the game tonight. You told me the other day that I was a little aggressive when I told you that we kind of had them the last two games here in Boston.
No. What you said is – no. Go ahead. Keep going.
But I think that we – you know, game two.
No, let me tell everybody what you said. You said we had them where we wanted them in games one and two.
No, in games two and five.
We had them where we had – you said we had them in games two and five. When did we have them in game
five? We had the
five?
Lead in the second half.
And we had – so we had them, right?
I know.
So
I'm saying, but
we – the Cavs
we just
had
stopped
them,
the shots. It? The shots stopped going in and everything. So I'm saying is we have had them a lot more than they have had us at the queue. Yes or no?
No, I say it's pretty even. I say the Cavaliers had control basically of every game at the queue, and the Celtics basically had control of every game.
Game five, we had like –
you said we had them.
But
the
this
Cavs
is what I mean.
Had them.
Game five, we had 8 consecutive stops in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the shot never went in the other
side.
And
the Cavs didn't score.
So I'm saying
so that means we had them.
That means we were in a position to have them.
Yeah, well, the Celtics were in a position to
tomorrow we finish the job. Today we finish the job.
All right, today we finish the job. I'm not arguing with you that's the point. When you said, oh, we had them where we wanted them in any game in Boston, I took a little bit of exception to that.
You thought I was being aggressive.
I did. I thought that was quite aggressive. We have an aggressive guest coming up in the first half of our show. It's from Cavs.com. It's Joe Gabriel, one of our favorites, one of our regulars. Another one of our favorites and our regulars in the second half, Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. We're going to get to both of those folks as we roll along right here on Cavs HQ.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants it more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
To see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. We are on location here in Boston at the Cavs Team Hotel on Saturday night as we get ready for game number 7. Joe Gabriel is with us of Cavs.com here in our first half of the show. Joseph, home team dominant in all your years of covering this team. Have you ever seen a series like this where the home team has had such a significant, substantial advantage through the first 6 games?
No. And I mean, you know, as intimidating as Boston is, I can't remember this. But I heard you guys talking in the previous segment about that at one point the Cavs might have had the Celtics where they wanted them. At no point, not only the victories, at no point in almost any game did I feel like either team was going to make a push.
Really?
When the Cavs were down in Boston, I felt like, man, we're so discombobulated and we're so flat that I can't feel a push. Last night, when we went up 7, I think, in the second quarter, I said to our friend Jeff Schaefer, Boston has no chance. They are, and I said it the whole
even,
the rest
even
of the
when
game,
they were
I
making
said,
runs, they didn't have
for the
didn't.
Rest of the game. I said, calm down. They have no chance of winning this game tonight. What? I never at any point felt that Boston was going to win game 6.
What made you feel that way?
Just because they don't have any, it's a matter of consistency. When do you remember any kind of run in a second half of any of these games? Almost none.
There
are probably a couple, maybe little ones that you can remember here and there, but there hasn't been a 14-1 run. You never felt like Boston was going to put together a big push. You felt like, hey, they'll hit a bucket here. And
well, I got to tell you something,
but
though.
You never felt like they were going to put it all together. And unfortunate to say, in the Cavs' losses in Boston, I never felt like we were going to put it together and put together a run. And normally I do, but I never did.
I guess we watched a different game. But I tell you something, Game 6.
Rafa watches it. Love Magazine.
Game 6.
Game.
Listen to me.
I like his optimism.
To your point. And you're right when you say, because I felt that even though the Celtics kept making a run and cut it to single digits in the fourth quarter, and that was for the first time since they were down in the first quarter, in the first half, it seemed that we still had control of the game. But when we were up 7 late in the quarter, in the fourth quarter, Jaylen Brown missed a 3 to cut it to a 4-point lead, and that was like huge if that thing had gone through. So it's not that we lost control, but I think we had a little better chance when we were here, especially in game 5, when we just did not make – we were playing well defensively. The Celtics
I would love to agree with you, but
the Celtics win a game where they shot 35% and they lose one when they shot over 50%.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, explain that to me.
It's unexplainable, but I also have to say, as bad as they were offensively, 36, 37%.
They made their free throws.
I just never felt like we were putting anything consistently together. In game five.
To me, game 6 felt the closest out of any.
Yes, I agree with that.
Of the first 6 games, as Boston was pressuring and pressuring down the stretch, but the Cavs and LeBron James had enough. The supporting cast and what the Cavs are going to get out of the supporting cast, I mean, this has been a narrative since the first round. You know, in the first 6 games, guys were up and down. It was a roller coaster of a series against Indiana. The player who seems to dictate Cavalier wins and losses has been George Hill.
Yeah.
You know, when Hill is – he was terrific in the Toronto series. Terrific. Yep. He was terrific in the second half of Game 7 against Indiana. Yeah. I would maintain that the Cavs don't win that game without the presence of George Hill or without the play of Tristan Thompson. George was great in Toronto. And then, like many of the Cavs, George has struggled here in Boston. In games 1 and 2, didn't have a very good game. And in game 5, couldn't get it going. but he was great in all the other ones. He is the one player,
yeah,
believe it or not, you look up and down that roster, who really has most closely dictated wins and losses in this series.
Well, I mean, the disparity between our starting guards play at home versus here in Boston is stark. And, I mean, it almost tells the story of the series in that our guards have been so bad here. And, you know, again, George Hill, so if he gives you 20 points, you know, and I think he's had 13 in the first two in each of the first two. So
no, at home he had 13.
13.
Right, the first two wins, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you're right. He's the barometer of success.
Listen to this. In the first, he had 20 points in game six. In the first five games, George and JR combined had 21. Combined in all five, of all three of the Cavalier losses, I should say. The three games that the Cavaliers lost, those guys combined for 21 points, and Hill goes for 20 in that game six.
That's what I mean. The stark difference between home and away, you can trace it right to our guards.
Yeah.
But what's the answer to that? Because I know we can't blame the crowd. The crowd is not really – I mean, Boston is a bigger effect than it is at home. But let me put it this way. We know game seven, the Celtics are at home. They are this historic franchise. They're going to come out and play. We know that, right? How come that during the first six games, the team that is visiting have not been ready – for that, because you know it's going to be the first wave with the fans in the game, with the crowd getting in there, and then like, you know, going crazy after the first couple stops. So you got to make a few shots and everything like that. But there's no answer to the question, why is it that
the problem is, again, it's not the first quarter. The first quarter, again, in a game like this, weather the storm. They're going to come out on fire. They're going to come out going nuts. The crowd's going to be into it. Weather that storm, and then –
yeah, but the first quarter has really been the deciding quarter for five out of the six games that we have played.
And I'm saying weather that quarter and somehow get yourself together in the next three quarters. I agree with you.
I have trouble believing that neither team is ready. I mean, I think they're ready. I mean, nobody.
They want to play. They want to win.
Yeah, man, you're not ready coming into any kind of a playoff game, and it's just been that bizarre of a series, home versus road. We're going to step away. A lot of trends going on. A lot of trends as we come into this game number seven. Cavs are looking to snap some of those trends. For example, Boston, when they go up in a series 2-0 in franchise history, they've done that 37 times. Number of those series they have won, all 37. We'll talk about more trends when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Sealy, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Grand Legacy, Tempur-Pedic. There's still time to save on all mattress brands at Levin's. Save up to $1,000 on Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, Serta Eye Comfort, and Luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus up to a $200 gift card. A free power base with any Grand Legacy Restore purchase. Save up to $700 on the new Tempur-Pedic adjustable set and get a free 50-inch TV. Sealy Firm Sets just $288. The Memorial Day mattress sale continues at Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burklakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Alongside Cavs.com's Joe Gabriel and the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito. I'm merely John Michael. Great to have you with us back here on Cavs HQ. We are on location in Boston. It is the night before Game 7. We have just arrived in the city as the Cavaliers get set for the ultimate game of these conference finals. The winner moves on to take on either Houston or Golden State. I know you're listening to this right now on a Sunday morning. You know who won Game 6 in the West. We don't know yet as we're taping before that game
Golden State
takes place. You like Golden State, huh? And Game 6 and see what...
Who had Chris Paul?
You get to predict. Right now everybody's listening going, yeah. Ah, he messed it up. Yeah, I think... Well, I have to, before I'm going to do the same thing. I think you have to like Golden State at home in Game 6. But we're going to see. Yeah. We're going to see what happens out there. I think a lot of people are surprised that series is... 3-2 in favor of the old Rockets, despite the fact that Houston was the one seed out there in the West.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, normally you would think, and we'll see about Rafa's prediction, but sometimes when a big player goes down, the other guys really step it up and get a little more jacked up. So
you're talking about Chris Paul.
Right. And so who knows what happened.
We shall see.
Last night.
Right, as we can confuse all of our listeners here on what is a Sunday morning for those of you cruising around in Northeast Ohio listening to us on the Alconel Cavaliers radio network. All right, we talked on the other side of the break about trends. Okay, the one that I mentioned before the break, the Celtics in franchise history, and I know it's franchise
Larry
history.
Larry Bird and Bill Russell.
Goes back into the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. The Celtics were terrific for long stretches of time. In seven-game series, after leading 2-0, the Celtics are a perfect 37-0.
Yeah.
Teams that have gone down 0-2 in NBA history, there have been 300. You want to take a guess how many teams, how many of those 300 have bounced back to win that particular series?
18.
Whoa. What would you say?
20.
Do you guys really know what it is?
No.
Yeah.
19.
You knew what it was before?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you told us this one.
A long time ago, or I just told you just
now?
No. Recently?
Sometime in like
no,
a,
no, I,
on the bus.
I read it was somewhere in the team.
I was so
team,
proud of myself.
Yeah.
That was an amazing couple of guesses. Yeah, 19. Only 19 teams out of the 300 have recovered from 0-2 deficits. LeBron James accounted for two of them. The 07 conference finals against Detroit as the Cavs advanced to the first finals in franchise history. And, of course,
the
2016 NBA finals against Golden State. Ready for another trend? Cavs' last three series in which they trailed 2-1. How many of those series have the Cavaliers won?
Three.
They have won all three. This season, the first round against the Pacers, 2016 against the Warriors, and then 2015, second round against the Bulls. That was the Derrick Rose banked in in Game 3 to set up LeBron's fadeaway in the corner. In Game 4, that was the David Blatt timeout.
I mean, when LeBron didn't want to take a ball out of bounds.
Right.
You recall,
the decoy.
Not only was it the timeout game, but it was the scratching of the play that was called in the huddle. LeBron audibled, called his own number, and happened to deliver as he tied the series at 2, heading back to Cleveland. Cavaliers won that series in 6. So those are the trends coming into Game number 7. Of course, throw a lot of those things out the window. This Cavalier team is a lot different. The Celtics team is so much different than what we thought we were going to see after the trade was made in August or, you know, during the offseason. What a wild roller coaster it's been, Joe Gabriel. The lone remnant of that trade is Ante Zizic.
Ante Zizic. Let's see that kid get in there. And
lone remnant of the trade who could play in this series, right?
Let's get him in there tomorrow. You know,
He's been active.
Or tonight.
during Game 7.
He's been active.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Cavs are going to be up big. You throw in Ante late
I'm
in the ball
I'm saying
game,
throw him in either way.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Everybody asks for
– I do like this kid, by the way. I think he's going to be a good one.
He works hard. Jetty Osmond's a good rookie, too. I think these guys have fit in. They've seen limited minutes here, of course, in the postseason. That's to be expected, particularly with such a veteran bunch. But
I think that's the biggest lesson they're learning. And not What's just that? The two young kids, but also, you know, Ronnie Hood and Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance. Not only that, yes, you're learning that the atmosphere changes a lot in the postseason, but also, you know, rotations shrink, which means minutes shrink.
Right.
And you have to be mentally prepared. We talked about Larry Nance, how he really didn't take part really in the beginning of the postseason. All of a sudden, his number gets called. They figure something out, and he has shown up like a legend his father was. I mean, it is so amazing to see what he brings off the bench for the Cavaliers, and he has been key, especially in that victory in Game 6.
One of my favorite all-time memories is Cavalier memories is Larry Nance's father knocking off these Celtics in Game 7, essentially ending Larry Bird's career back in 1992. So, I mean, that is one of my great memories. But I think another thing the young guys
now I know why you call him aggressive.
I think another one of those things that the young guys learn, and Larry learned it, in that I think when you don't start the playoffs, even you go the first three or four games of the first series and you don't play, you think, well, I'm done for the playoffs. But as you see, as they continue, things unfold. Certain guys go to the bench. Certain guys go to the bench and come back. Certain guys emerge. Tristan Thompson, at the start of the playoffs, we'd go to the arena.
He was told he was
in the right. We'd go to the arena for shoot-around, and he'd be playing 5-on-5 with the assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. That's how
so they
out of right, but that's how far out of the rotation he was, where he was basically scrimmaging with the coaches. Now
Game 7 rolls around and
right,
he's starting.
And he's starting. And he basically, you know, if you look at that in Game 1 in Toronto, he was maybe the most important player this side of LeBron James.
Question.
But it looks like he may not play. Larry Nance, same thing. He sits the bench basically through the whole Toronto series. Now he's a critical piece.
Yeah, you want to hear the numbers? Larry, when Tristan was not in the rotation, Indiana series, he plays 137 minutes. In the Toronto series, a grand total of 8.
Yeah.
Because Tristan Thompson
and those
emerged,
were mostly just mop-up.
The whole series. Yeah. Not average. He only played 8 total minutes the whole series. And you know, that's because Tristan emerged and did exactly what he did. You know, Nance now in this Boston series has played 85 minutes in Game 3. Remember, he had 4 dunks. Game 4, he had an active game, another win for the Cavaliers in that Game 6 that you talked about. 21 minutes, 10 points, perfect, 5 of 5 from the field, gobbled up 7 rebounds.
Yeah.
In those 20 minutes, 4 on the offensive end, a couple of steals.
And hit a huge mid-range jumper.
Yeah, right.
LeBron
gave. And the thing is, you know, I remember I didn't know much about him before he came here, just a kid from Wyoming, Larry's son and all that stuff. The one scouting report I read was the kid just makes all winning plays. All the plays he makes are for the good of the team, whether they're, you know,
picks
whether it's
a loose ball. He picks
everything, the 50-50 balls. He gets his hand on a lot of balls, steals, blocks, just everything he does. All the little things well, you know, he's just a good set. And 11 from 12 from the field in the series, so.
And can I say something? The fact that he stood up to Marcus Morris when
he
was taunting him
while
he was on the ground, that is the best moment for Larry Nance so far in his career because he showed not only Marcus Morris but the rest of the Celtics that we can also play that game when the game gets dirty. I love that we went on a 12-0 run when I think we had him, but you guys don't agree with me. But I love the fact that Larry Nance Jr. stood up to this guy.
It's awesome.
Which he had done it the game before that in game 4 against Tristan Thompson. He had done it on game 1 or 2. I forget when it was that he stood on top of him and just taunted him the whole time. And Tristan didn't react, obviously thinking it's a little valuable. He doesn't want to get thrown out. But Larry didn't put up with it, and I love that.
Weren't you a little surprised from that exchange that the Cavaliers actually were the team that was shooting a free throw? I mean, Larry got up, shoved him from behind. Then, of course,
but then he got shoved twice.
And when it all came out in the watch, I mean, we're shooting free throws. The Cavs are going to be shooting free throws. But, I agree. I like the aggressiveness. Out of the 25-year-olds, there's no question that Larry has played the best of the three new 25-year-olds. And we talked about the importance, of course, of George Hill. I think the importance of Nance also stands out because of the move that the Celtics made. Aaron Baines back into the starting lineup in Game 5 worked like a charm. I mean, the best Celtic defensive lineup that they have includes Baines and Horford in there at the same time. It was that way during the regular season. On into the playoffs as well. He comes in game five. What do? They hold the Cavaliers to 83 points. They got stops. They ran a huge, huge fast break discrepancy in that game number five as the Celtics outscored the Cavaliers in the fast break department 18-2. Baines was a huge part of that. The Cavaliers figure it out a little bit in game six. Now, some of that, of course, was Jeff Green. How about the play of Green?
Yeah.
31 minutes. Love gets knocked out. 5 minutes in. He bangs heads with Jaylen Brown. He's out. He's out, by the way, for those who haven't heard, for game seven as well. Tatum. He hit heads with Tatum, and he's going to be out for game number seven. But Jeff Green steps in, a little more athletic.
First double-digit game.
Baines some problems. Jeff, you want to talk about an up-and-down series. I mean, early in the Indiana series, he really struggled. He was an all-star in the first couple of games in Toronto. Uneven here in this Celtics series, but man, the Cavs needed him in a big way in game six the other night.
Yeah, I mean, you needed someone to step up when, you know, when Kevin went down. You needed someone to, you know, get the scoring void and, you know, help on defense. And Jeff, I think the best thing about Jeff is versatility. I mean, when he's hitting his shots, that's great, but the fact that he can guard and switch on anybody, you know, that's what Ty Lue liked about him at the end of the year when he was starting all over the front line. So,
Joe Gabriel, thanks so much for this. And we'll see you in game seven. Follow you on Rafa is aggressive. Joe, you're not as aggressive. I like where your head is right now. Follow you on Twitter where? Cavs Joe G, right?
Cavs Joe G.
Cavs Joe G.
On www.twitter.com.
Yeah. Right. We'll see you in game seven. Let's get this thing done. Thanks, Joe. More Cavs HQ ready for this.
Don't forget to look for ProPoint signs posted on qualifying items throughout Discount Drug Mart and present your Courtesy Plus card to the cashier when you purchase those items. Redeem your points while supplies last for valuable Cavs rewards, including hats and t-shirts, ticket discounts, suite tickets, fantasy basketball on the main floor, a courtside kid spot, including 4-game tickets, and more. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1 5 mode and F2 4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Phil Collins, not dead yet, live this October. Legendary artist, limited date. October 18th, Quicken Loans Arena. On sale now. Tickets available online at theqarena.com. Phil Collins, live.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Last month, the Cleveland Cavaliers hosted 20 young women from Cleveland's Warner Girls Leadership Academy for a special comic book and science fiction event as part of the Read to Achieve program in association with Cedar Point and Castaway Bay. With the help of Cavs in-arena host Ahmad Crump and members of the Scream Team and Cavalier Girls, students learn the art and importance of storytelling by creating and acting out a short comic book of their very own. It's clear that the story is only just the beginning for these bright young women who are eager to read and achieve. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
We're back on Cavs HQ for the second half hour. We are on location here in Boston getting set for game number 7. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and we are joined by my new colleague.
Cavs radio member.
Yes, in the playoffs, she is my colleague now, Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. We love having you aboard. Allie, we love having you aboard here on Cavs HQ as well. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's been a long playoff run thus far.
It's been 100 games.
It's been a long conference finals. Yeah, long conference finals. You've been grinding it out on the radio side with us.
Literally, it is a grind.
Over the last couple of series. I ask you this question all the time. I am curious. I'm so interested, Rafa, in what happens down there behind the bench. Because we are, you know, we're up in the Joe Tate perch, right? We don't get an idea. I know that Kendrick Perkins has appeared to be active.
He truly is. He stays in everyone's ear, especially though the bigs, because there's a lot of respect there, mutual respect.
Sure.
Kendrick has not put on a uniform yet this postseason.
Right.
But
he may in game seven. He may in game seven, right?
Oh,
the absence
yeah.
of Kevin Love.
He's earned the right.
Have you noticed? You're down there on the floor, but have you noticed that he talks to every single starter before they go into the opening of the game?
And you
but
know,
he has a message for every single one of them, including LeBron. And the amazing thing is that they all listen to him very attentive.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like Perk. Come on. All right, Perk. I got it.
Yeah, he's not.
Okay. All right.
And you know who he does speak a lot to?
Who is that?
LeBron.
Yeah. And LeBron listened to him like he's really paying attention to what he's saying.
I mean, I don't know if there's a general – is there a theme, Allie? What's the general – is there a message, a general message from him, or is it specific to different players?
The thing
or
that I've noticed with Perk
is – what's he saying, I guess? What kind of stuff is he saying?
His language and the dialogue that he is trying to get across are the things that when you become tired throughout the course of a 48-minute game, you tend to forget about. It's the little things. It really is, right? So I gave the notion on the broadcast last night in the fourth quarter, remember, about how he is pointing out the lack of attention to detail on the defensive end of the floor closing out that third quarter. And he was spot on, you know, and then he offers in such an efficient way, too, in a way that really gets across. It's like you can't ease into this fourth quarter. You've got to go take it the first 2 to 3 minutes. And as a former player, sometimes you just need to hear those things,
yeah.
You know. It sounds crazy, but it's real.
We were talking about this in the first half of the show about – the road team just not looking ready in any of the first quarters, through the first six games. But it's interesting you say that because these are pro teams. We're in the conference finals. Of course they're going to be ready. But, I guess, right?
Well, think about it, too. As a playoff series, not only as you get deeper into the playoffs, but then as you get deeper into the playoff series that you're in,
right?
Everything is so minute, right? And so the amount of switching that you're doing, the amount of strategy that you're going through, and – all the details, you know. I was talking with Richard before one of the games that we were working on, and he was talking about what makes Golden State so tough is that every guy, because of how good they are, have their own defensive assignment that's required. And so when think about it, when the Cavs went 7 games with them, just how mentally focused and taxing that can be. And so when you have a guy like then James Jones, now like Kendrick Perkins, who can echo those small things that you tend to forget about because you're being so lost in your defensive assignment, you know, you're really just diving in and trying to focus. Little things like the first 2 to 3 minutes and the importance of the fourth quarter or the hustle plays.
Yeah, fly around,
and
right?
Especially, like
fly around.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
Yeah,
especially those little things usually become mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are so magnified, especially in the type of game that we're about to witness tonight. You know, why you need somebody like Kendrick Perkins. And I think he has shown, we had him on Cats of Q, and he has shown that pedigree of like, he could be an awesome coach because he's a guy that has no baloney in him. He'll tell you like it is, but he has the credibility.
It's
you know?
The passion and the energy that a coaching staff doesn't need to worry about, that the coaching staff doesn't need to worry about.
Shouldn't have to worry about, right.
Right, but from a standpoint of, like, they can focus on the X's and O's because you've got a player who's respected, who's won a title, who understands your head coach, who can deliver a message with kind of an animation to it, a little bit more energy.
Yeah, I think that's when, you know, Perk was a teammate of Kevin Garnett's, and you hear that about players on the floor, that if you mess up an assignment, that player is going to get into you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's almost the role. You know, the Cavs are such an interesting team because they continue to change. Yep. You know, you made me think about when, you know, the Warriors have this set of defensive principles. They know precisely what they need to do because they've done it together for so many years. Yeah. This Cavs team, they're bouncing around. They're bringing new guys in and out of the lineup. To give you an example, you think back to game one of the Indiana series. Rodney Hood was in the starting lineup. Jeff Green was in the starting lineup. We're about to play game seven of the conference finals. Rotations are still developing right now for this Cavalier team.
And they will change if we advance.
And guys are trying to fix. Still, they look at times like they're trying to figure out assignments. I think that's part of the challenge of what we've seen throughout the regular season since the trade deadline, throughout the playoffs. And it continues as we come into this all-important game seven in Boston here tonight.
And I was really excited. I didn't get to give this one, this huddle. There's actually two that I haven't been able to put on the radio yet.
Okay.
One was in game four when the exchange between LeBron and Tristan happened. You know, for us who have been with this team day in and day out, if I may remind you of the spout that happened between Tristan and LeBron last year in the regular season.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember
that?
Right. So people have their idea and what they want in their minds of that relationship, okay? So in game four on the bench, it's one of those two where – I tweeted out that I just wish everyone could see what I just saw in that huddle, because amidst competition, sometimes that emotion is so real and raw.
Right.
And it's so awesome to see. But when Tristan came up short with a drive that he made to the hoop late in the game and he kind of took some flack.
After he played a beautiful game four.
Outstanding.
Right. Okay.
Yep. He takes a little bit of flack about maybe the decision making of him doing that. Right. And LeBron kind of just quieted everyone with every teammate watching. He took that moment to kind of say, stop. And he looked at Tristan and he was like, you earned that right. You deserve to have that possession. Next time, just finish it. You know, those are the things that happen inside a huddle that I wish people could really sense and feel. And then the other night, game six, Jeff Green, the very last huddle, a guy who does not say much, right? Mm-hmm. Very quiet. Beat his chest, which, okay, the guy's had heart surgery. Here he is beating his chest, right? But he was like, we have to go take this game. And, you know, you think about what's going to be required of them come game seven.
Right.
They have to go take that game. Something like you're talking about on the road, it's completely different. Teams don't seem ready, right? The opponent doesn't seem ready on the road. I think that's what has to change from the beginning. You have to go take that
game. Now, let me ask you a question to what you just said, and maybe – We asked Joe G about why is it so different and this and that. Like, do you think that the fact that there is no more bullets after game seven, after this game, it will change in terms of how our guys are going to come out on the road? You know how you say maybe Boston played
no
a little
bullets?
Bit, play a little.
There's no more games.
There's no more game. There's no more. The Celtics had two bullets at the Q game six, and they had game seven at home. Game seven, it's it. That's it. Winner.
I think what you're saying is a winner-take-all game. Is that going to affect the way that the Cavs come out in this game?
I think absolutely.
I hope.
I think. Okay,
let's hope, right?
Here's another one. Gosh, my memory is so gone. Who was it that just said to me, it's kind of like the theory of when you know you don't have to, you don't, but when you know you do.
But that's my.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Yes,
like,
I know what you're saying.
They either do it or they're going home.
I know what you're saying.
Tomorrow is it.
Always, that's
tonight
it.
Is it. I mean, like, just game seven, winner.
I forget how that
but
went.
I can't help.
Really
but
good.
I can't help you with who said that to you because.
Well, I
because it was because it was you.
Sorry, guys. You know what I'm saying though. Their backs are against their wall. The backs are against the wall, and at the end of the day, you have to leave it out on the floor.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Alec Clifton and Cavs HQ after this. I love the Jeff Green story. We're going to talk more about that when we come back on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We're back on Cavs HQ getting you ready for Game 7. We are here in Boston. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito in Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. We are taping this on Saturday night. We've just gotten off the plane. We're at the team hotel as, for us right about now, Game 7 is a little over 24 hours away when you are hearing this. Game 7 is what? A little under 12 hours from when you are tuning in on the Alcadale Cavaliers Radio Network.
That was great math.
Yeah, I tried. I kind of ballparked it a little bit. It wasn't great. Yeah, for those calculating. Don't listen to what I say. It starts at 8:30. Does the tip of game number 7. Allie, LeBron's been pretty good.
Kind of.
Throughout the series, throughout the playoffs. Game 6, 46 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. You have been here throughout his 4 runs, throughout the playoffs, as a Cavalier over the last 4 seasons. I'm guessing that you're going to tell me that this is the most impressive that he has been to you as this particular playoff run has progressed.
As this one has progressed, yes. Overall, no.
I don't understand.
I would say game 5, the year they won it.
I'm talking about, okay, right. But I'm talking about body of work, the entire postseason. I mean,
I mean,
when you stack them up
without
against,
a doubt.
Even though we are yet to get to the finals, may not get to the finals, depending upon how Game 7 goes tonight. Most impressive this season?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Why?
I think when you look at the roster and his position on this current roster.
I think that's where you have to start. I completely agree. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's unmatched from any year that he's – from any year, yeah. I would say, throughout this 7 straight –
trips to the finals.
Yeah.
For LeBron, personally.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what's amazing? Three straight as a Cavalier.
You know what's amazing about it? I've been only as a fan for almost his whole career, but personally working day in and day out, seeing him work, you know, for this is our 4th. It is amazing how I feel like he kind of knew this was coming in terms of what was happening with the trades and with the move in at the trading deadline, and he prepare himself for this.
The way
he had been working on his body and everything else, I think he was ready. There was no, if there was somebody that wasn't surprised, was LeBron James about what he was going to have to do in this postseason.
He had a question last night in the postgame presser the other night following game six.
Right.
And it was about the maturation that comes with each year. And he actually said that to just people in general, right? But when it comes to him in the NBA and the embracing the new challenges and the maturity that he's been able to develop over the years, this isn't a knock to the roster and those around him, like the narrative has become here in the postseason. What it is I think because of the roster and how it is shaped and how it is put together, the amount of, I don't even want to use the word pressure, but the amount of challenges and decision-making that falls on his shoulders throughout the course of a game, I feel like in the past, there's been another guy from that position.
There has been.
Kyrie Irving.
Right.
With the ball in his hands that can make plays.
Sure.
That can – exactly. And so that is what's different. And so now it falls on his shoulders a lot more.
Yeah. And I disagree with you slightly, Rafa, that I think he knew this was coming. But, boy, when you look at the roller coaster of the season, I'm not sure he knew he was going to have to shoulder this kind of load. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, the way things have progressed and have effectively happened since the trade. And then Isaiah Thomas doesn't really work out. Neither does Jay Crowder. That's not going to work. They do what they have to do at the time, try to salvage the season at the trade deadline. They make the moves, bring in some new guys. Remember the first game here in Boston? It looked like the Cavs were going to be, world beaters in the second half of the season. Looked great here. Looked great in Oklahoma City. And then reality set in, and guys started to try to figure out what they need to do defensively and everything else, started thinking. And it hasn't been easy. What has been easy this season? Nothing has been easy on this team. Nothing's been all that easy on LeBron. And, we're talking about a guy who's about to play his 100th game tomorrow. Game number 100 in game six, went for 46 points, 11-9.
Without taking one day off.
What I've learned, too, especially in this postseason, the more I've been around just different Hall of Famers and greats along the way in the postseason when we get to see them a lot more on the road and so forth, is I've really learned to understand the whole concept of a system. And what I've learned is when you've got a great like LeBron James, he is your system.
You're right.
Right? It's not a motion offense. It's not a Princeton offense. He is your system. And that's what's different, is when you don't have that roster around you, that necessarily, for instance, like a Kyrie.
That can play off you.
Right. And so he is dictating so much. And I think that's where it's impressive to see his ability to dictate in so many facets of the game.
I mean, Exhibit A is Jay Crowder.
Yep.
Jay Crowder could not make it work. He was with LeBron for months.
Yeah.
Just never got it together in the way that he was effective in Boston. Goes to Utah, all of a sudden he's in a simpler system. Mm-hmm. Ball movement, everything else.
When you don't have superstars on your team the system is different.
It's right up his alley. And suddenly he was more effective over the last couple of
years. Which is what he had here in Boston as well.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's hard for some people to grasp. But that's, mm-hmm. I think, to me, that's the prototypical example this season of a guy who can adjust versus a guy who maybe isn't as comfortable adjusting.
I tell people all the time, Kyle Korver says it all the time, especially when Bron goes off the way he does, is how amazing it is to have him as your teammate, right?
Korver's
Korver said it last couple of years, every time we swept somebody, he'd be like, oh, it's so nice to be on the right side of the 4-0.
Instead of getting swept, right.
But I also tell people a lot of times that as great as it is not easy to play alongside of him.
Oh, right, that's right.
Because you have to understand it. You have to know his intention. You have to understand his style. You have to understand what works. You have to be ready every second you step on that floor.
How about George, Exhibit B, George Hill?
George Hill. Yeah.
I mean, he's accustomed to handling the basketball. That's what you do. You're the point guard. You handle the basketball, and I'm going to bring it up the floor. I'm going to set the offense. I'm going to get us started.
George and Jeff Green have shared with me about the playoffs, and they've matched up perfectly, their thoughts, what they've learned about LeBron James in the playoffs. Is that when you are given the ball, when he gives you the ball, you have to make a decision like that, whether you're going to shoot, dribble, or pass. And if you don't, then you're coming out.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to make those decisions. He gives you the ball, make a decision. If not, get off of it.
That's why he says you better be ready to shoot the ball. Yeah. That's what he tells his teammates all the time. If you're going to be out around the perimeter, you better have your hands up.
You can tell the reaction, especially with Korver sometimes, when he gives him the ball and maybe Korver passes up on a shot. You can see LeBron going over to him and saying, like, come on.
I gave you the ball.
Kyle made a couple of turnovers. Like, he gave the ball back to LeBron and he wasn't expecting it.
One of the earliest things for him learning was that LeBron oftentimes knew he was open before he even knew he was open.
Larry said that, too. Nance said the ball almost hit me right in the face the first couple of times. He said, I forgot to keep my hands up. He said, LeBron knows I'm open better than I do.
Dear
That's
Lord,
what he said.
You're exposing my emphysema.
Now, I know we've been here every day.
We need to
cough button.
We've been every day watching him play. But do you guys get caught sometimes and are amazed about what we're watching?
Last night, I had a moment.
Last night, I was like, oh my God, you got to be. I mean, what? Thank you, God, for allowing me to witness.
When he had that second three, I think.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Went nuts. There was a timeout called, and I just sat there and I was like, wow.
You know, we get paid to talk for a living, and there are times when I'd run out of things to say. You know what I mean? I just said how amazing that was. Yeah. And he just did it again. The three after the three.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just said.
How about the layup? How about the layup and then the block on Rozier?
Yeah.
We had
while
Nitra,
playing every single second of the game.
We called Nitra, right? Last Cavs HQ before, right? So bring it up again. She was at the game last.
She is
game
who?
Six.
She is.
LaNitra Perry was my former assistant basketball coach at Toledo.
Right.
And she's now currently back there. But she came to game six, and she's texting me the entire game. Frustrated, happy. I mean, she was like an emotional roller coaster. And at one point she goes, why are you not, like, reacting? And I was like, Nitra, until you experience a game seven at the highest of high with this team, and then they win a championship, these are all just fun. These are all moments where you just – it's fun.
We're fans.
And by the way, somebody might notice if Allie Clifton is on the side, like, going bananas. Throwing her hands into the air and jumping
That's
up.
That's the other thing.
I'm just saying,
one
Nitra.
One of my first
professionalism.
First games in the league doing this, I got caught cheering on the sideline. And I'll give her a shot. Leslie McCaslin from the Thunder, she looked at me and she was like, Allie, you're not allowed to do that. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, we are here to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Where you're then like, all right, shut up.
But then game seven happened in 2016, and I did not hold back. I went straight on the floor, and I celebrated. I had my phone out.
Allie, thanks so much. Thanks. We'll wrap up Cavs HQ right after this.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Looking for the best Memorial Day sale? Look no further. Hurry until it ends and save on hundreds of items. Plus, get 0% interest for 60 months. Plus, get an extra 10% off your entire order. Be one of the first 50 customers in our store through Monday and get a $100 gift card. Plus, save big on incredible tour busters like our amazing Ashley three-piece ward sectional. Was $14.99, now an unbeatable $5.62. Get all the deals through Monday at Levin's.
Gift card with $6.99 minimum purchase.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Justin Timberlake, the most dynamic entertainer on the planet, returns to the concert stage. The Man of the Woods Tour. October 2nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Justin Timberlake. The voice. The music. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's
filters,
trying to say filters. Is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so
shop
many
now
filters.
At smart-mart.com.
That'll do it for us on Cavs HQ. Game 7 is tonight. Tip-off is at 8:30. Mike Snyder gets you started on the pregame show at 8 o'clock right here on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network. For Rafa and Allie, thanks to Joe G, I'm John Michael saying so long. Let's get it done in Game 7 tonight. 60 seconds to go. LeBron works toward Brown. Down the left alley, gets bumped, puts it up, and puts it in. What a perfect ending to a perfect night for LeBron James, who now has 46 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. And with 57 seconds to go, he's given the Cavaliers a 109-96 lead.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.